This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine on Wednesday said it had pulled back troops near several villages in the northeastern Kharkiv region, where Russian forces have been advancing and pounding settlements in a new offensive along the border. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on airborne Ukrainian attacks on Russian-controlled territory.
Russia's defense ministry says air defenses shot down 10 U.S.-supplied Ukrainian missiles over the Black Sea and near the Belbek air base in Crimea, just as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Kyiv. Sebastopol's governor says the fragments of downed missiles fell into residential areas but caused no casualties. The ministry adds air defenses hit Ukrainian projectiles over the Belgorod region too. The Ukrainian attacks come as Russian troops press their offensive in the northeast, marking the most significant border incursion since the full-scale invasion began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Criminal Court's prosecutor is facing demands for speedy action against Israeli leaders and a blistering Russian attack over the ICC's arrest warrant for President Vladimir Putin, stemming from Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Karim Khan responded by telling the UN Security Council on Tuesday that he will not be swayed or intimidated as his team investigates possible war crimes or crimes against humanity in Gaza and the Palestinian territories, as well as in Ukraine. Libya's UN ambassador told Khan that if the Libyan cases the ICC is investigating are so complex that they won't be completed until the end of 2025, he should allocate the court's resources and efforts to the war in Gaza. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. It's off today. The hush money criminal trial of former U.S. president and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, but his former lawyer Michael Cohen takes the witness stand again tomorrow. A wrap from yesterday from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Donald Trump's defense attorneys grilling the prosecution's star witness Tuesday in his hush money trial, portraying former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen as a media-obsessed liar who's determined to see the former president behind bars. Cohen enduring intense questioning by Trump's legal team after providing pivotal testimony tying the presumptive Republican presidential nominee directly to the hush money scheme at the heart of the case. Cohen will return to the witness stand Thursday for more cross-examination before prosecutors rest their case. Trump denies charges he falsified business records to cover hush money payments. He portrays the case as an effort to hurt his presidential campaign. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And in other U.S. news, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the latest consumer prices report to be released this morning.
The government will release its latest monthly inflation report, and analysts surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that inflation year over year dipped from 3.5% in March to 3.4% in April. Measured from March to April, they say consumer prices likely rose 0.4%, the same as the previous month. The analysts say that core inflation, which excludes food and energy costs, likely slowed 3.6%, which would be the lowest level in 3 years. Fed policymakers have raised their key interest rate to a 23-year high of 5.3% in an effort to put a stop to rising prices. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said Tuesday that the Fed will keep its rate at that level for as long as needed to fully stamp out inflation. Donna Water, Washington.
And some world news headlines now. French police hunt a group of gunmen who killed two prison officers in an attack at a motorway toll that freed a convict linked to gangland drug killings. Mohamed Amra, the convict who was freed, has a long history of convictions for violent crimes that started when he was only 15 years old. Two people are killed and hundreds injured, shops looted, public buildings torched during a second night of rioting in New Caledonia, authorities say, as anger over constitutional reforms from Paris boils over. And Singapore will swear in Lawrence Wong as the city-state's new prime minister. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.